parsha Dvar Torah this week, I want to share with you an idea that I heard from Rav Reisman Shlita, who I'm going to be zochah to see on Sunday Be'ez Hashem with a group of Chevra. It's an idea that I think is a major yesod in life, and it's something that requires chazara at a variety of different times in life. But let's start with the Yaakov, the life of Yaakov Avinu. I mean, this week's parsha is really the beginning of the parshios that deal with the life of Yaakov Avinu. We had a bunch of Avram Avinu parshios, very little Yitzchak Avinu, and now a whole lot of Yaakov Avinu parshios. So when you assess the life of Yaakov Avinu, the best place to start is how Yaakov self-assessed his own life, right? When he was asked about his life, so he reports what his life was like. Ma'at Vira'im, right? That his days were limited and awful. Meaning, he essentially is saying, to Paro, when Paro says, oh my gosh, how old are you? He's like, not as old as I look. And he was 130 at the time, so I don't know what he looked like, but not as old as he looks. Now, if you think about his life, was it really all Ma'at Vira'im? First 63 years of his life, he was supported by his parents learning in Kaiva, right? For 63 years. Then he spent 14 years learning by Shem Ve'eva. So he learned in Kollel till 77. Not bad, right? If you could pull that off. Right? Kollel Elyon maxes you out at like 28 over here, right? So he learned in Kollel till he was 77 years old. Then he had a lot of sorrows, really, really bad sorrows. But how can he describe the sum total of his life as Ma'at Vira'im? By the time we start Parshat Vayetze, he's already 77 years old, and the reason we didn't learn much about him until now is because everything was going smoothly, so there wasn't much to talk about. Now is where the challenges begin. But the whole thing is Ma'at Vira'im. Where's that Karas HaTov for all the good years that it's going to be Ma'at Vira'im? Michtam Eliyahu and the Ali Shur both quote Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYasha. Rabbeinu Tam refers to a concept called Yemei Ha'ahava V'Yemei Asina. And this is the Yisod. The basic concept is that people in life go through stretches or streaks of very positive times and very negative times. That there is a certain mazel that a person like sort of rides for a while. It's similar. It's not dissimilar to anyone who's an athlete. Those days that you just can't miss, so you ride the hot hand. I never understood that. Why did, like, there's that bench player that that there's a reason he's a bench player, and they put him in the game, and he hits three straight shots, and now they keep passing him the ball. They're like, you got to ride the hot hand. I'm like, he still stinks, right? Meaning, just because he got lucky three times, the next time he takes a shot, it's still going to be a very low percentage, shot. But the answer is it's not a low percentage shot because he's hot right now. He's on a streak right now. And that's the way life works sometimes. That sometimes there are certain streaks that we go on that are Yemei Ha'ava, where you feel that there's a certain closeness. Our Kosh Baruch Hu has given us a certain mazel, a certain ability. And the reverse, there are Yemei Asina, times where we feel distant from Hashem, where we go through challenges. And it's normal during the course of any person's life or any relationship you have in life that there will be times where you feel super duper close and times that you feel a little bit distant. Times that have Yemei Ahava and Yemei Asina. In Michtam Eliyahu, he refers to it by the more classic Hasidic terms of Godless Demochen and Katnus Demochen, but it's the same concept, right? There are times of Godless Demochen where you feel like this expansion, and there are times of Katnus Demochen where you feel like you're very constricted and that you're not really going anywhere. It seems to be an explicit Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah, but Arba Prakama Olam Nidon. So Abaye comments that man dechazi the matzlich zaria fila, that if you see that the early crop that you planted is being matzliach, litiv lizracharpa, go and plant barley which grows very fast, because now's the time to capitalize on it. If you see things are going well, go and plant barley and it will and you'll have a good crop. So if you're having some matzlacha, jump on the opportunity, invest more, do some more, ride that wave of matzlacha. Rabbi Reisman says that sometimes he'll tell his wife, quick, let's go plant barley. And she knows what he means, I guess, because that's like the language they speak in their house. But meaning, what he means to say is like something good happened today. Let's take advantage of that which happened good. I often tell this so to people who have a simcha in the family when there's another person in the family who's awaiting a simcha. which happens sometimes, and sometimes it's a point of stress for people. I recall two incidents that happened not that long ago, a little while ago. One time, a Talmud came over to me that a younger sibling was getting married, and he had been married for several years without any children. And he said, "I know what's going to happen. My sibling is going to get married. They're going to have a kid 9 months later, and we still will not have a child. And it's going to devastate. It's going to kill me. It's going to kill my wife. It's going to kill me. It's I don't know how to go into my sibling's wedding with a sense of simcha." So I told him, no, you're looking at it all wrong. By bringing a simcha into the family, it's going to change the mazel of the whole family. And you're going to see that that this is more simcha into the family. It becomes Yimei Ha'ava. It will turn this into a time that you could ride that wave of Hatzlacha. Baruch Hashem, I guessed right. And their kids are like a couple of months apart from each other. They'll probably be best friends growing up. You know, another time, a young woman, having a difficult time in Shidduchim, younger sister was getting engaged, getting married. And the parents didn't know, how do we handle this? What do we do? How do we comfort our older daughter? Like, no need to comfort. It's a simcha. I'm telling you, there's going to be more simcha. Baruch Hashem, guessed right again. And she got married shortly thereafter. And it became a zman of simcha. And, you know, so either I'm like a Hasidic Rebbe, and I'm going to start charging accordingly, or there is this concept of Yimei Ha'ava, that sometimes that when there's a certain mazel, there's a certain good wave, you capitalize it and you ride it. In the beginning of Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech's kingdom is established, and Perikei Pasuk Yud, it says that Ve'yelech David halach v'gadol v'Hashem elokei tzvakos ima. That David the king of Tzur sent gifts to him, and David knew that he was set to become king. Right? He knew things were going good. And the Pasuk then says, what did he do next? Ve'yikach David od pilakshim v'nashim. He got married a few more times. Right? Meaning, once he saw that things were going good, that he was getting gifts from foreign dignitaries, that he was only the gedula, that he was about to become king. So Rabbah writes on the spot that you learn from the story that if you feel that you're being matzliach, go and use it for more good. He assumed that by taking more wives, maybe he'll have a son who was going to be ro'i to succeed him. And guess what? His first six wives did not produce Shlomo HaMelech. It was only the seventh wife that produced Shlomo HaMelech. So he capitalized on the opportunity, and it came out with a certain hatzlacha. I still only recommend one wife per person, but in the times of the Navi, that's what David did. The Chasam Sofer asks why the Akedah is considered a Nisayon for Avram and not for Yitzchak. And he suggests that when you receive a Nisayon, that's the Katnas Demokhan, that's the Yemei Hasina. You feel distant from Hashem. You're going through a Nisayon, you're going through a challenge, you're going through a difficulty, you feel lost. And part of the problem is that as you're going through this, you need Kirvas Elokim and you feel distance. And he points out that after the Akedah, the Malach calls out Avraham, Avraham with a double Lashon, and Rashi understands that that's a Lashon Chiba. But in the beginning of the Akedah, it was only one time Avraham, because it was the Lashon Chiba wasn't there. He was feeling Yemei Hasina. It starts with the Nisayon, but by getting through that Nisayon, that's how you get to the Avraham, Avraham. Meaning, the Yisod is as follows. It's natural in any person's lifetime that you go through Yimei Ha'ava and you go through Yimei Ha'sina. But lest you think that the Yimei Ha'sina are something that are only damaging to a person, most often a person achieves greatness from those moments. When a person manages to push, it's a different avoda, right? During the Yimei Ha'ava, during the Gadlus, the Mochen de Gadlus, whatever, a person should capitalize and do more, and that's when it's time to invest more in your future and figure out more projects to start and more things to do. That's the avoda. The avoda during the Yimei Ha'sina is to power through with your amunah intact. And when you do that, the amunah becomes so much deeper. The relationship becomes so much deeper. So it's a nisayon for Avram Avinu because of what it accomplished for Avram Avinu. That he became Avram, Avram, Lashon Chiba, through that, and that's what a nisayon is supposed to do. So yeah, Yaakov Avinu had 77 years of Yimei Ha'ava. But we don't learn much from those 77 years. When we learn about Yaakov Avinu's life, from Heitzei and on, we're learning about the Yimei Ha'sina of Yaakov Avinu's life. Yaakov's life that made a long-term impact on Klal Yisrael were the Ma'at V'ra'im part. It was the minority of his life, right? But it was the Ma'at V'ra'im part. He didn't have nevuah for the first 77 years of his life. That only starts in this week's parasha when the challenges start. There's a certain closeness that can only be achieved when the person goes through Yimei HaSinah. And a person has to prepare during the good times to be able to withstand the challenging times. Yaakov Avinu spent 77 years building himself up, and that allowed him to experience Yimei HaSinah with Amunah and with dignity. So when it came time to define his life, he looked at what he went through after the pleasant years were over, after the years in Kolel were over. And he was and it was Ma'at V'Ra'im. Rav Huttner has a letter in Igros Pachad Yitzchak where he writes to a Talmud who was going through a hard time. And in letter Kuf Chav Ches, he writes to the Talmud that the Talmud says that he feels lost and he's never going to become an Adam Gadol. And, you know, I always imagined, the Talmud said, that I would be Omid the Gedula, that I'd become something. And now I see it's not happening for me. So Rav Huttner writes, Hineni lochetz oscha el levavi velochesh baznecha. If I was with you, I would pull you close to my heart and I would whisper in your ear. Ilu haya michtavcha misaperli odos mitzvos maisim tovim shalcha. If your letter just would have been telling me about all the great things you're doing, the mitzvos maisim tovim, hayisi omer shaya michtav tov. I would say that it's a good letter. It's a michtav tov. Achshav shekasavtali odos yuridos unefilos. Now that you described to me about all your yuridos and your nefilos, hineni omer lecha shekibalti mimcha michtav tov ma'od. I'll tell you that the letter I got from you is tov ma'od. He said, I'm more pleased to receive a letter of struggle than of success. Because he says, al titzayir ba'atzmecha. Do not imagine for a moment that gedolim were made as complete gedolim. This was Rav Huttner's famous objection to gedolim biographies, because it makes them all sound like everything was perfect. No one ever became a gadol if everything was perfect. That's just not the way godless is made. He says you're more similar to the gedolim when you struggle than you are when you're b'menucha shleima. You're closer to godless now than you are when everything is going the way you planned it to go. Rav Pam once said in the Shmuz, Rabbi Reisman said that in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, it says that there was a year that he was too sick and he couldn't learn. He was too ill to learn when he was a teenager. Rav Pam said that it doesn't explain what illness. Did he have cancer? Like, what did he have? Like, what made him sick for a year? Was it COVID? Like, what happened to him for a year? So Rav Pam said in the Shmuz, he was suffering from depression. He couldn't get out of bed. I don't know how Rav Pam knew that. Rav Pam said he was struggling. He was struggling. Life is not always easy for everybody. And Rav Huttner says, you know, everybody's so misspoiled from the Chafetz Chaim Shmiras HaLashon. Rav Huttner's Lashon. Aval mi yodea al kol hanisyonos v'hanifilos v'hamicholos v'hanisigos l'achor. Who knows how many times he fell, how many stumbling blocks, how many times he had to take a step back on his path toward greatness. So it's important for a person to be cognizant of how to behave during each of these times in life and to recognize that life has both such periods, and that's normal, it's okay. People should make decisions during Yimei Ha'ava. During Yimei Ha'ava, you begin new initiatives, you start new projects, you try things, you push, and you embrace the relationship with Hashem during the Yimei HaSinah. Yimei HaSinah, you feel closed in and you try to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more tightly. You try to hold on to family and friends a little more tightly. But it's times of great challenge, both on an individual level and on a relationship level and on a community level, on a Klal Yisrael level. That's what makes us who we are. Right? When Klal Yisrael goes through Yimei HaSinah, and we managed to come out with Emunah, with a Jewish spark being ignited in so many more people. That's the way you're supposed to handle Yimei HaSinah. And then Yimei HaAva, it becomes time of great, great expansion, which we should be zochet to see for all the Klal Yisrael.